Hello, and welcome to Good Grief, Healing Depression, Day 19. I'm Master Theta Healer Karen Abrams, and we will begin our session now. Today's topic, opening up to process your depression. May I come into your space? Please say yes so that this energy can flow through your body and access your subconscious mind. Wonderful. Good job. Good job. Okay. Would you like God's understanding of your depression based on the death of your loved one? There you go. Would you like God to show your body how to process the depression with grace and ease? And know that it's safe to do so. Just give it those pathways to release out of your body. There you go. Let's open up all of your chakras nice and wide so that you can receive and accept this healing. There we go. Would you like to know how to and what it feels like to function efficiently without closing off to your grief? There you go. And would you like to know how to and what it feels like to function efficiently while being open to your grief from God's perspective? There you go. And understand that being open to your grief is different than just crying all day long. And that's a lot of times the fear that people have when they open themselves up to grief, that they won't be able to stop it. So let's just have God give you the understanding of what that's about. There you go. Would you like to know God's definition of moving forward and know what that feels like with grace and ease? I learned that God's definition of moving forward is bringing more joy into your life. So, would you like to know how to and what it feels like to have more joy in your life? And know how to and what it feels like to receive joy? There you go. And let's have God go back to whatever lifetime, whatever level that you decided you were undeserving of receiving joy. Wherever that is, let's go back to that moment and change that. There we go. And any other time you had made that decision again, let's just have God change it there too. All lifetimes, all levels, to bring you up to now. So you know what it feels like to be deserving of joy. And to know who you are from God's perspective, being deserving of joy. There you go. And that it's safe for you to open up to the process of this depression because it's a phase of your life. It's not the rest of your life. Okay? And it's very important that you understand this because it's important to go through these doors so that you can go out the other way. There you go. There you go. And let's make sure that you understand and you know how to ask for help and receive help from your friends, and your family. Let's give you God's definition of self-support, which is the way that you talk to yourself, the way that you receive yourself. There you go. And know what that feels like to have self-support. It also means bringing in the right people at the right time. Good. Would you like to have God send beings of light to help and support you during your sleep? And would you like to know what it feels like to be embraced by God through this process? And would you like to know what it feels like to be supported by God through this process? There you go. Or would you like to know what it feels like to be unconditionally loved by God through this process? And what it feels like to be nurtured by God through this process? And to know what it feels like to be comforted by God through this process? And to know who you are from God's perspective with all of these changes in place. All right. There you go. Watching that integrate. This session is complete. Feel the grounding energy of God bring you gently back into your body. Notice your eyelids closing as your eyes slowly roll back in your head. Your body is becoming heavier and heavier as you feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper into sleep with every breath. Have a good night.